It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, cold this morning.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Getting a little chillier by the morning.
How do you go from, I don't know, like 187 on Saturday to what is it now, 47 degrees?
Yeah, 47, yeah.
Ooh, feels like fall outside.
At least it's a little more comfortable at night.
I don't think too many people are complaining about it. Yeah. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim.
Good. Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Thank you. I got a front-load washer, near new condition. A matched front-load washer and dryer in good condition. A couple of used cooktops, one gas, one electric, and both in good condition. Two range hoods, two built-in dishwashers. Use drying center by Maytag. You can tumble dry and air dry all at the same time. Three large capacity side-by-side refrigerators. Got an electronic air cleaner, practically new. Use 20 cubic foot freezer and a used 16 cubic foot freezer. Both of those are upright. And one used automatic washer top load. Got new gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers, chest and upright, got a Amana, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire, and most of those in stock. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that very much. Here's a very timely topic for you here this morning. Did you know that it's highly likely that if you are an Iowa or an Iowa State fan, and you stepped on the scale this morning, that you probably weighed a little bit more than you did a few days ago? Seriously.
Yeah.
Did you check it out this morning?
I did.
Not so much. A study in the journal Psychological Science showed that people whose football teams lose on the weekend tend to eat more saturated fats.
Yeah.
Over the course of a couple of NFL seasons, they did a study of 726 football fans, and they said that those fans consistently ate about 16% more saturated fat, and they dramatically increased their calorie intake the day after their favorite team lost a game. So do we get to sue when our... Do we get to sue the University of Iowa and Iowa State University because our health has taken a turn for the worse?
See, I figured it was just because you're out, you know, tailgating, eating some goodies and having a few extra beverages, probably. I figured that was the calorie intake, but losing makes it worse, huh?
Losing makes it worse. They said that, in fact, they were doing NFL fans to find this study. They said it was even worse in cities that have particularly devoted NFL fans, like New York, Boston, Chicago. Their saturated fat intake jumped more than 28% the Monday after a defeat. Chicago, I can understand. They're eating all the sausages, but New York and Boston? They said the reasons were obvious, that they found this fat, this weight gain, the saturated fat increase, intake increase. They said researchers accounted the excessive eating to a need for comfort food in the face of what defeated fans see as a direct personal attack. Because Jan Cornell, who was the lead researcher in this study, he said that for many people, the football team you support is part of your identity. When your team loses, it threatens who you are. So when there is such a threat to your identity, you compensate by eating something unhealthy, typically something that's a little uplifting. Chips. All kinds of things, yeah.
Dip,
you
pizza.
Can pretty much figure that all out. So, yeah, that's the deal. 16 up to 28% more saturated fat. So, what do you do? What do you do about it?
Don't eat that stuff.
Don't eat that stuff. There you go. There's the easy answer. Well, I was looking around for some tips and suggestions, and some tips include things like, you know, seeing your favorite team lose is tough, but remember, it's not the end of the world. They'll still be your favorite team no matter how many losses they end up with, right?
Yep.
So,
unfortunately.
Sometimes we wonder why, but, well, you can cope just fine. Now, remember, sports often is an escape for many people. We like sports because it's something we can identify with and something we can climb onto. But it doesn't have to be everything in your life. It's a chance to focus on something other than just your normal everyday life. But when your favorite team fails to deliver, that escape just goes away. So remember, there are far worse things in life than your team losing, although it may not feel like it at the time. And that should help you cope a little bit with that. And try not to get too low when your favorite team loses. Hey, I'm a Cubs fan.
Been low for a while.
It's been a couple of years now, yeah. So, you know, it is. Life goes on. Yeah, part of your identity. It's the way it is. Always keep an open mind. There are just a few ways that you can cope, although some might not appeal to you, but don't rule them out. Try some things. Have some fun with it. And do have fun with it after tough losses and things. Just go do something else that you like. Hopefully you have more interests in life than just work and football. You know, there's this little thing called family.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, you might want to dive into some of the other good things in your life as well. And, you know, it's tough to turn the page. You know, you got to remember to smile, but it's really tough to turn the page. You know, baseball, you know, we joke about, you know, the Cubs or whatever. You know, that only stings after the season's over. And by then, we just got used to it. But they play again tomorrow, you know, so... Yeah. You know, it's an everyday thing. That's the beauty of baseball. You don't take the losses too bad. You have to have the right temperament for that because you don't take them too bad because you always get another chance tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Not so much with football. You got to sit on that all week. Mm-hmm. Or right now, in Iowa State's case, 2 weeks you got to stew about
it. 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, how much fun is that? So it's a little bit tougher. So, you know, you have to try to do some things to release. You know, you got to think positive. You know, we often begin to have negative thoughts running through our minds. And we let those thoughts carry out our attitude for the remainder of the day. Yeah, that dark cloud just floating over my head all day long, right? You know, it can cause unnecessary moodiness. We take it out on the people around us. Other people have the negative attitudes. Ultimately, we lead this into a negative chain reaction. So, you know, if you think positive thoughts, people pick up on your positive demeanor, and they respect you for that. So, you know, you just got to move on. Maybe do something to work off a little steam. Go for a run or something. Just exercise. You know, it's been proven to be a great stress reliever anyway. So just do something to get you mentally, physically, and emotionally away from the football game afterward.
Yeah. Go for the run. Don't throw the remote.
That's right. Yeah, usually you got a good mile walk or so to get to the car after the game anyway. So there's your exercise and your stress relief. Problem is you're consorting with all of those other fans who are also angry at that point too, but you just kind of have to get away with it. You know, just tune it out, do something different. You know, listen to music or, you know, whatever. Just find something else that'll let you just kind of get out. If it really bothers you, just reminisce. Surely there's a happy time either in your life or with your team. Hopefully your team had a happy time in your lifetime.
Yeah, at least a few of them.
Says a Cub fan. This will give you, you know, it gives you the feeling of knowing that there's a possibility for your team to win again. So many of us think, oh, we're never going to win again. It's all over. You know, we all did it after Saturday's games. Well, not the U and I fans, but everybody else did. All the Iowa and Iowa State fans after Saturday. Even Nebraska fans. Their team won, but it was hardly impressive. And I'm sure they were all, everybody sitting back there now trying to count out, okay, 11 games left. We're going to, we're not making a bowl game. It's all over. It's all over. I know we sat and talked about it. It's all over. No chance. I don't see any way for us to do this. You know, everybody just stresses out over all those things. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. It's just going to make you eat more. Think about some of the happy times, some of the better times. Surely you had some better times to think about, too. Of course, there's also things like, you know, those old stress balls, you know. You can go the conventional route, get the old TV brick out, you know, those styrofoam bricks, throw that at the TV. Don't throw the remote. That's not a good idea. You'll regret that when it's halfway there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a diehard fan, get a stress ball with the other team's logo on it.
There you go.
That's maybe a way to do it. Then you can gain some strength in your hands as well, but also, you know, take out some frustration there too. You know, just a vent with friends or to a sports talk show. A lot of people do. You know, that's about the worst part of something like that. If you actually attended the game, is then you've got that drive home afterward. And typically you're not on your own. Typically you're probably with someone else on the drive afterward. But you're probably tuning into a sports talk show. You know, we just can't seem to get enough of that stuff. So then we want to commiserate with all of the other fans. And so then we're going to sit and we're going to listen to that and they're saying all the things that we're probably thinking, and it's just making it worse.
Yeah, and you repeat the same things, you know, a few times. It's kind of one of those venting processes, I don't know. It's afterwards, I always do that. Afterwards, later on, you're sitting there thinking to yourself,
why would I do that? Why do I really care? Like, why does I mean, it you care, but you know, nothing you can do about it. So.
Why does it matter that much? Because it's part of our identity. That's why. Yeah. You know, we don't just go to games or watch games on TV. We buy the athletic apparel.
That's true.
We buy clothing. We buy hats. We buy gloves. We buy coats. We buy everything that has our favorite team's logo on it. Not only do we feel it's part of our identity, we show that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're willing to advertise for them. Not only for free, but we're willing to pay them to advertise for them. We buy their stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do all these things. You know, when everything else fails, you just cope. You just have to cope and figure out a way to do that. Some people will go out and shop, find something cheap with the logo of the team that just beat yours and take it out back and burn it. You know, there are just other ways to do it. Sometimes it's just laughing, you know. It is what it is. You can't change it, so you just kind of go on from there. Hang out with some folks that make you laugh. Watch a comedy show or something. Do something to make you feel better. Change the attitude. And also, you can kind of just plan for the next one. Just look ahead to the next one. You know, I know it's several days off, and you've got a whole work week in between the next one. Or, as I said, in Iowa State. Boy, that was a bad, bad scheduling mistake.
I know.
I think Iowa State made two scheduling mistakes. Scheduling you and I to open the season. That was number one. And then having a week off in between that and the next one. That's going to be a little tougher. But, you know, Iowa's got a chance to bounce back with a cupcake this week. So, cope.
Usually at the end of the day, I sit back and look at it and think, you know, still had a pretty good day. I went, hung out with my family, did some tailgating, had some good food, sat outside, didn't do work. It's all right.
That's the way I always look at it, too. I know it's a hassle to drive 3 hours across the state on a Saturday and then 3 hours back, all that for a 3 or 4 hour ball game. But you know what? There's no place on a Saturday I'd rather be. Mm-hmm. I just like it. I just enjoy doing it. So if you enjoy doing it, don't lose focus on that part of it.
Yeah.
And for heaven's sakes, don't eat all that fried food. All that saturated fat. Well, if you go out and you do a little exercising, I guess that'll help you out in two ways. It'll help knock off some of that excess food you may have eaten and then also help you kind of get your mind and your body right again, too. There you go. Phew. Well, let's just hope we don't have to have this discussion anymore.
Yeah.
No more therapy sessions after Saturdays. How's that sound? Kendall, tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got over 75 new refrigerators in stock. Got Whirlpools, Maytags, KitchenAids, several models. Got lots of sizes and colors to make you, you're working. I can't even talk this morning.
Do I start over?
Make your selection easy. Top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. Washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity. In top load and front load, got some washers with up to 5 cubic foot of space. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Also have a stack type units if you have limited space. We offer Speed Clean washers and dryers made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us and try to do it today, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate you coming in here this morning. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.